Hello and welcome to Online Marketing Tips, the podcast. I'm Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com, and I'm very excited to announce that in January of 2013, I have started a second podcast. The first podcast that I started just over a year ago has been so successful that I decided to take the calls that I do twice a month that are the Ask Connie Anything calls and turn them into a brand new podcast. So if you are listening to this either live or in the replay, then you are here for the inaugural event, and I'm thrilled to have you. Now, the focus of this podcast is training, online marketing training and tips, of course, but also I want to use this as a way for me to promote you, to let people know who you are and what you are doing on the internet. So I'm going to be keeping the lines open. I've just closed it out at the very, very beginning, but I'm going to open the lines now. All right, the lines are open. We've got lots of questions. I also have other information to cover, but I want to welcome you to OnlineMarketingTipsPodcast.com. That's where you can go and see what I'm doing, and you can listen to these calls, these trainings, either on my website, which is ConnieReaganGreen.com, or you can subscribe over in iTunes, and the link is right there on that page if you go there, and you'll be able to see what it is that I'm doing. Another thing is that I have study guides for you, so if you're on the call live, you can click on the big button. If you're listening later on, what you can do is go to connieloves.me/study guides, and all of the study guides will be listed right there. And as you know, I like to keep those just to one page with a little focus about what we're going to talk about during the call. So again, thank you so much for joining me today. All right, I want to answer a couple of questions that people have typed in. One is from Pamela. And she said, what do you see as the top 2 to 3 areas that an online entrepreneur should focus on in the next few months? You mentioned that you were not focusing on article writing as much this year, but you were moving more to short reports. Is that your advice to someone new to the business? So if you are, thank you for the question, Pamela. If you are new to the business, then really what you want to focus on is building up your blog. Your blog is your home on the internet, and what you want to do, okay, some of the lines are noisy, so I'm closing out your line if it's noisy. You can always come back in by hitting *7. All right, so if you're new, you want to start blogging at least twice a week. You need some content on your site so that people can see who you are, what you do, and what you have to offer them. Also, you need an opt-in box right away, so that you'll be able to build a list and have people that you can connect with in the coming years, people that are interested in you and in your topic. So that's my answer to that question. Is there anyone on the line that has a question to get us started?
Well, yeah. Connie, this is Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. This may be not even, I don't know. NAMs, are we supposed to select courses that we want to take?
Yes, and you're talking about the NAMs event in Atlanta.
Correct.
And the way that they teach that, and for people that want to find out more, go to NAMs, N-A-M-S, NAMsAtlanta.com. What you are going to do is take a look at the course schedule, and they have 100, 200, 300, and 400 level courses. And then depending on the level that you're at, you'll choose courses accordingly while you're there. For you, Joyce, because I've known you for several years now, you'll want to take 300 and 400 level classes. The 100
okay.
and 200, you could probably be teaching them.
Okay.
At this point. So that's my recommendation for you.
Great. I appreciate that.
All right. And Joyce, tell us your site, because I am sharing information and promoting people that are on the call. So what's the best site for you?
TheEmbroideryCoach.com.
All right, TheEmbroideryCoach.com.
Mm-hmm.
And embroidery is E-M-B-R-O-I-D-E-R-Y.
Correct.
I thought I should spell that one. All right, it's a beautiful site. This is Joyce Jagger that you'll be able to see here on this page. And I recommend that you get connected with her promptly.
And the Facebook is The Embroidery Coach.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. And Diana has a question. And Diana was one of the wonderful people I was able to send affiliate commission to today.
Woohoo!
Love my affiliates.
Thank you.
And,
hi, Connie.
Do you want me to read it or do you want to ask it personally?
Oh, you go ahead and read it. We'll start there.
All right. She says, I'd like to hear your ideas about how to maximize the free thing that you give away with lead capture. I sense your strategy, and I'm looking to create one for myself, which will inform my action steps. I'm not sure I know what that means. I would like to share with you my products I'm launching this week and what the best lead capture free things versus a $7 thing would be for me. All right, so you ask it so I understand a little differently.
Mm-hmm. So I've seen different models around the world, yours included as one of them. I've looked at Armin's, of course, with some of your students and buddies. And there seems to be no right answer with what your free giveaway should be when people opt in. And so,
well, there actually is a right answer. The right answer is it must be something irresistible so that anyone that finds your page, if they're interested in your topic, they will say, I have to have that. I'm willing to trade my name and email address in order to receive that.
Mm-hmm.
If people come and see it and go, I don't think so,
then it's
not working.
Okay. So I'm about to put on my Diana site my entire book in ebook form, which has been fairly compelling in the past. It's good lead capture material. And then throughout the week, I'm going to add more bonuses, but I want to get the thing up and running because I've got clients waiting to pay me. So I'm at the beginning of rebooting, but I've also heard you speak of and other people speak of the whole magical $7 thing where that would be the first way to bring someone into your world. And I don't really understand the strategy or what goes into the implication between choosing a free thing versus a $7 thing.
All right, so a $7 thing is a product.
Yeah.
So you would never offer a product in order to start building your list.
Okay.
You really always want to offer a free report, a free video, a free audio, something free. So, or at your site, it's dianasterling.com.
Yes.
So people know, the voice of reason for parenting teenagers. Mm-hmm. And right now, there is no opt-in box yet. Okay.
There's about to be.
All right.
And
you'll put it up at the top of the right sidebar there.
Right there at the top.
Okay.
Based
all right.
on your wonderful training, I've overhauled
well,
thank you to you. I now can find my way around putting a text box on the upper right in WordPress, so woohoo!
That's great. Okay, so now someone coming here, a parent, can you see how they might be very reluctant to buy something before they know you?
Absolutely.
All right, so you want to offer probably a free report.
Mm-hmm.
Because what do the parents of these teenagers, what are they struggling with?
A disconnection from their teen, no communication, arguments, struggles, power wars, fighting, even violence, and scared to death that their teenager is going to do what we've seen in the newspaper in the last few weeks. And the struggling teenager comes in many forms. And
all right, but what do they want? You know what I mean? Why are they online looking?
Well,
They've got struggles in their household. Why are they on the internet? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're looking for a solution on what to do with their teenager other than put duct tape on them and throw them in the closet for 7 years.
Even though that is tempting.
Yes, that's the norm.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to offer them something that would answer their questions right now. You know, how to communicate with an out-of-control teenager. Something like that. And it can be just a few pages. But that way they come into your funnel. They join your list and they say, yes, this lady understands what I'm going through. This is someone I'm going to trust. Then you can offer them something for sale that can be $7 or more down the line. But give them that opportunity to join your list, because if you offer something for sale, even $7, at least 90% of people will say, no, thank you, not right now.
Well, I actually have in the past, I had taken it down while I switched over to WordPress, again, had put up the ebook for free, which does answer all the questions. It's 143 pages. It's written, it's my gold, it's over the top, it works. And I have what I'm going to do is upsell to $197, 30-day get your teen back video program.
Okay, but you're
coaching.
Really jumping ahead. For one thing, if I'm just getting to know you and I've got problems with my teen, I really don't want a whole ebook. Just give me a little taste so I can get to know who this person is, because there are lots of other people that might have a simpler solution for my problem.
Uh-huh.
And then you've got to build that relationship with them. So I'm not saying not to offer them something for sale very quickly, but you have to work hard to build that relationship. So you don't have a list yet because you're just getting started with the opt-in?
No.
Oh, you do?
I have a list of 1,300. And
okay, so are they buying something from you every week?
They're about to, because I'm overhauling my world into the internet marketing lens. And, yeah, I get orders every week from all over the world. Mm-hmm.
All right.
But on this site, you see that people can't buy anything other than go to Amazon. So.
Right, and that's sending them away, because you're going to work hard to get them here. You don't want to send them away. All right, Diana, I'm going to come back to you. Let me answer some other questions.
Okay.
And I will come back to you.
Okay.
All right. William says, I'm in the middle of a 30-day blog challenge. I was the originator of the blog challenge, William. I don't know if you knew that.
Ooh.
I started it back in 2009, and I was the one that did it. So William says, my blogs have been centered around herbs. One day I write about the herb. The next day I post a recipe using that herb. What are the restrictions about bundling all these up and putting them on Kindle as mini books? I'm thinking of dividing them in 6 herbs per book and make 3 or 4 volumes, publishing one every 3 weeks, then building those into one more book. Perhaps we should keep the actual product a secret until I get one published, which could be within 2 weeks. So I don't know what the actual product is. You're saying to publish them as mini books. You know, the problem is it's like when we publish a regular book on Kindle, usually it's $2.99. So if you're going to publish a mini book, then I don't know. Here, somebody's line is a little noisy, so I'm going to close out a couple lines. And if I've closed yours out and you want to talk, just hit *7. That'll bring you back in. So, William, with this, I don't know. I think I would do them as short reports and give them away, because you really want to build your list. That's the most important thing right now, rather than even getting $2.99 or $1.99 or anything. And you don't want to do it less than $2.99, because the royalty changes from 70% to 35% over on Kindle. So you want it in that range of $2.99 to, I think it's $9.99. I'm not sure. So I would encourage you to turn these into short reports. And then when you get enough short reports together, 3 or 4 or 5, however many, then turn that into a book that you can sell. So that is my recommendation. All right, someone else on the line. Someone else that has a question on the line?
Connie?
Yes.
Hi, it's Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
I had sent you a question, and I'm thinking maybe you didn't get it. It has to do with FileZilla to upload. You mentioned in another training that you use FileZilla to a file to a website.
Right, to FTP it, File Transfer
FTP,
Protocol.
And I was looking at the FileZilla site today, and I see that there's two options. Client or server. Which one do you recommend?
You're the client.
I am
so
the
you
client?
You want to use it for the client, the download FileZilla client, the one on the left.
Okay. Good.
All right,
I'll
because when I click there, I'm going to go all the way through. I just want to make sure. And then this is when you choose your platform, either Windows or Linux or Mac. So you have probably Windows or Mac.
Yeah, I have Windows.
All right. So then with Windows, then you would do the FileZilla 3.6.0.2_win32.zip.
Right.
So
okay,
that's the
one
that you want,
yeah.
And I know that it is confusing.
Yeah, the site is very confusing, but thank you. Now I know what to do.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because I've seen people make a huge mess with FileZilla and then kind of get all of their folders and their files a big mess, and that's always a shame. When that
I don't need a mess. I'm still very new at this, and if it turns into a mess, I probably won't do it. So.
Okay. No, but don't say that, because here I am 7 years in, and I still have, you know, big challenges on a regular basis. That's just what having a business is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So we never want to give up, because you'll have more challenges as you become more successful, because you'll have more things going on.
Well, it's the technology that it scares me, that's all.
Right. So finally, you'll have someone that you pay to do it, because people work real inexpensively when it comes to technology. These are not entrepreneurs or marketers. These are people that work by the hour or by the project.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's much easier. So now I do almost no technology for myself. It wouldn't be a good use of my time. My use of my time is best with training and writing, creating products, that kind of thing, working with clients. I don't do anything that I could pay somebody else by the hour to do. So finally, you'll have that approach to it, and then it becomes easy, because you contact your person, and they'll have it done for you in, you know, a couple of days or a week, just depending on their schedule, and you'll start thinking ahead to have them do things. So I still use FileZilla. I still upload, like, for the study guide for today, and if you've just come on the call or you're just listening for the first time through iTunes, be sure to go to ConnieLoves.me/study guides, plural, study guides, and you can see our study guide for today. So it's easy for me just to FTP that, to get that up there, but anything that's more serious, then I'm not going to do any technology work. Because if I was going to work by the hour, I would probably just stay in teaching, where I was paid by the hour to be a teacher.
So something like a report then, I'm taking your viral report course. So to upload a viral report, you'd suggest I delegate that?
Well, you know, in the beginning, it's kind of good to know how to do that, because you can FTP something in about 2 minutes. That's all it takes me. I did it this morning before a different call that I had, a different training. And so I just log into FileZilla. Then on the left, I choose the file that I want to upload. On the right, I say where I want it to go. And it happens very, very quickly, and then I close out FileZilla. So do it a few times just so you know how to do it, and I think once you see how simple it is, that probably that's something that you'll continue to do. The only time that I don't do that is when I create a new product. So I have a new product coming out this week, and with that product, then I had my tech person just upload all the reports and the files, everything that's part of that product. There was no point in me spending the time to do that.
Okay.
All right, but give it a try yourself a few times just so you can see it.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, Deborah says, so good to be here, joining you for the new year, new you, new format. And Deborah Mars is from Write Life, so it's W-R-I-T-E, life.com. Thank you so much, Deborah. All right, someone else on the phone that has a call, that has a question.
Excuse me, this is Joyce again. I hate to appear stupid, but where do I go to create my profile on NAMS?
In the forum area. But it sounds like these questions, Joyce, are better if you and I handle them with an email.
Okay. Okay.
Or a call, okay?
Okay, all right.
Because it's too hard for me to describe if it's not,
okay.
You know, and we just had the mentee call. So if you can come on a mentee call, then I can, you know, I do a webinar for those.
Okay.
So I can actually show the screen. All right, let me look here. All right. Jean says, how would one do a class schedule monthly updating in WordPress as a page opposed to a post? So, Gene, I'm not sure if I understand. A class schedule monthly updating. I'm not sure I know what you mean by that. Are you on the line?
Hi, Connie. It's Jean.
Hi, Jean.
Hi. When I talk about a class schedule and doing it out on WordPress, I realize that once you put up a post, that's it. You really can't go back and change it. Is that not correct?
That is not correct. I change posts all the time. You just go in and click edit.
Oh, you can.
That's the only way to change them. Yeah, posts have to be changed all the time.
But I would, somewhere in that WordPress blog, I would like to have in a place that's pretty easy for someone to find a page that will show what the current meditation class schedule is. So would that be a page versus?
I would do that as a page. There may be a plugin that would set up a schedule, but you don't want it as a post. You really want it as a separate page.
So I do want a separate page. Okay.
Right, right. And then, you know, in that page, then just say maybe for the month of January, give the dates, you know, on Tuesday, January 15th, we're going to be doing this at this time, at this location, that kind of thing.
Okay, great, great. And I have already sent you a second question. Can I voice
it? All right, yes, go ahead. But first, let's see your site. It's jeancmasters.com.
That's right.
And Jean is J-E-A-N, the letter C for middle initial, masters.com. All right, and go ahead with your next question, Jean.
Now, is it not true that one shopping cart not only handles the e-commerce, but it also has an autoresponder in it?
It does, and I use that system.
So I'm wondering, why would anyone have AWeber and one shopping cart?
Well, I have AWeber and one shopping cart. It's because you still have to have, it's a gateway that you have to have, so you still have to have a merchant account and a PayPal account. So everything kind of works in conjunction with each other. But the reason mainly that I have one shopping cart and AWeber to use both as autoresponders and broadcast is that both systems have a whole lot of limitations. And sometimes they're not working. Sometimes they don't send out the emails when we want them to. Sometimes they're down completely. So having another option can be good when your business is at my level, especially because I can't go a day or two without being in contact with people on my list.
And I love getting your notes every day, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So then if someone clicks on our opt-in box then somewhere on our site.
Yeah, I don't see you don't have an opt-in here.
Well, it's at the bottom. It's pretty crude.
Well, because see, right now, lots and lots of people are listening to this right now, and many, many more, probably thousands, will listen to it over the next few months in iTunes.
I'll get it changed fast.
All right, and when they come here, what you're saying is that we need to search on the bottom in this teeny tiny for your email address and to click for a free newsletter. Almost no one's going to do that unless
right.
They actually know you.
Right, yeah, that's been up there for a year, and one person has clicked on it.
Yeah.
Actually,
and then
two.
Sign up for the free newsletter, then you're kind of asking us to fill out a form. We really don't want to. We just want to put in our first name and email on the front page.
Yeah. So if that opt-in box takes the person's email address and puts it in AWeber, how does that email address then also get into one shopping cart?
It doesn't. You have to have them opt in a different place.
Oh, so that – well, how do you keep the list synchronized?
I don't. I don't even try to synchronize anything.
Okay.
So I have a list on AWeber. I have a list on one shopping cart. Some of those, many of those names are the same, and many of them are not.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clarification on that.
You're welcome. All right. Dan's asking about the study guide. Dan, go to connieloves.me/study-guides. That's where I will be putting all of the study guides by date so that people can download them later on. And let's take a look at the study guide real quickly. It says increasing your visibility, credibility, and profitability. So this is building your online marketing platform. And you can increase your credibility by publishing a book on Kindle. Everyone needs to have a book on Kindle, even if it's a very short book. This is something that's really a must for so many reasons. It really builds your credibility and gives you that opportunity to reach out to people that will find you on Amazon that may never find you anywhere else. I have many, many people with me at various levels of, you know, being a client or just being someone on my list that would not have found me any other way than writing short reports And I've been a proponent of short reports for years and years now. And you can put together your blog posts and your articles and anything else you're doing, put it together as a short report. Blogging on your topic, so your blog is your home on the internet. You must blog about twice a week, you know, and do that forever because it's that important. It really is. Hosting teleseminars, webinars, and podcasts. So just today, I've already done a webinar for my mentees where we can look at the screen and we have that kind of an intimate setting there to do things in. Then this is a teleseminar that I'm turning into a podcast. And also setting up multiple opt-in pages. You want people to be able to join your list in various places with various information. So that's increasing your credibility. And this part of the business is really the hard work. This is something that you want to work on almost every single day of the days that you work each week and really spend that time, because if you spend 1 to 2 hours 5 days a week just on the things that I'm talking about here for credibility, within 6 months to a year, boy, will you have a nice business. Instead, I see most people jump right to increasing their visibility. And that part, it's work, but it's not as much work, and it's a lot more fun. A lot more fun. So that's writing articles, interacting on social media, being interviewed by others in your niche, sending press releases, using channels such as iTunes, which is what we're doing right now, Facebook pages, and live events. And YouTube. YouTube is also a channel. I put up videos there every month. I'm putting up something. So build your credibility before you jump into spending all of your time with visibility. Because remember, with visibility, you're writing articles that are going on directory sites. You're interacting on social media, which disappears pretty quickly. You're being interviewed by other people, and you don't know sometimes what happens with those interviews. Press releases, if they're paid, will stick around for a while. If they're free, they disappear pretty quickly. And the channels, we really don't have any control over who comes to iTunes, to Facebook, to Amazon, you know, any of these sites. And I believe that everyone should have an ebook. They should know how to do it correctly and have it for sale on a standalone site. And the book that I recommend for this is, or the training is from Jim Edwards. It's a $27 training at eBook Writing Profits. And that's really a huge part of doing all of this. Ebooks have been around since the mid-90s. Jim Edwards was one of the first people who did this. And I believe everyone should have it. All right, let me read another question here. Gene's asking about the logo. Actually, Armin Morin made that logo for me, but I don't know that it's so difficult to do. I think anyone that knows how to do, I mean, I can't do it. That would be impossible for me, but anyone who does graphics could do something very similar. All right, anyone else on the phone that has a question?
I've got one, Connie. It's Fred.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Well, sort of. My computer's stopped. And I'm trying to figure out how to, I have a number of electromedical devices that are pretty darn effective at treating stress.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about, on my blog, writing a few posts about stress and, or maybe even offering a free report on stress relief and with two or three ways to self-help with stress relief, and including that, maybe a link to a web site that would discuss the electromedical device and offer it for sale. Does that make sense, or have you got a better idea?
Yeah, that makes sense. Tell us your website.
fulloflifeandwellness.com.
All right, fulloflifeandwellness.com.
There's not much there now, just a couple of posts, but I'm going to get focusing on it. And I don't have an opt-in page, so I'm going to build one, I think, with that free report on offering info on stress relief.
All right, but get your opt-in box here on this blog as soon as possible.
I Exactly.
Because again, you know, just like I told the other young lady, is, you know, when we send people to these sites, you want to take full advantage of it, because there's somebody listening now or who will listen in the future that'll say, that's exactly the information I'd like to know more about. I want someone who's a hands-on practitioner, an expert, a professional in this area to answer my questions and help me with various things. So you want to give them that opportunity.
I can give them my email address right now for anybody on the call.
No, don't do that, but but make sure that you get that box so people listening in the future, they'll be able to see that.
I will do that.
All right, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you.
All right, and Andrea is asking if she can promote Jim Edwards' book. Yeah, you certainly can. And email me if you want more details on that. She says, I'm not keeping track of where my affiliate programs are very well. Keep a folder in your email, and mine is called Affiliate Info. So all of my affiliate information goes right in there. And then when I'm promoting a particular person, then I keep all of that information right next to me, right on a notepad, so I know what it is that I'm doing. Because if you don't keep it straight, then you won't be able to determine what's working, what's effective, and you know what you should continue promoting and what doesn't promote. All right, Barb says she wants to continue with my mentor program. Wonderful, wonderful. It's at monthlymentorprogram.com, monthlymentorprogram.com. And she says she's looking forward to NAMS. And Barb, I even emailed you about NAMS, so search for that email. I never did hear back from you. All right, anyone else on the line that we have not heard from?
Connie, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine. A couple of questions. I had a question about age, putting an age thing in the name of a book. I'm a retiree working internet marketing, and it seemed to me that it'd be a huge benefit to a lot of other retirees. But is there really any difference between internet marketing for retirees, other than, I think, the technical part, than the rest of the world? Is that something that, am I narrowing it down too much? Does it really make a difference?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like with me, I guess, you know, I resigned from teaching, so I didn't work long enough to retire. I was 50, mm-hmm. and you had to be, I guess, at least 55 to retire. So now I'm 57, but I don't think that's a word I would ever use to describe myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, and some people use baby boomers. I think what you're saying
right.
is true, that it doesn't really make any difference, because the problem is if you choose one, you know, one label, then that has to be a label that everybody would relate to.
Right. And it seems to me that even retirees, this was running through my head, that when they're searching on the internet, they're not putting the word retiree in.
No, no. Well, what is it you're going to be teaching people?
Well, the whole idea of that it's not overwhelming to find something to do on the internet that bring in extra income, you know. I actually design websites, but they could be doing email marketing. That's so simple. And that's one of the things that I also do. It brings in regular income. It's easy to do. It doesn't take a lot of, I mean, if you can figure out AWeber or Constant Contact, you can figure out, you know, a job for yourself.
All right. Well, then I would do that and share your experiences.
Okay.
I think that would be excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and Annie is here with us, and she said she has decided to go down the route of writing children's books. I'm so excited. I'll share a story with all of you that I hope you love. My series of books is going to have a child's name in it, a first and a last name, and this is a child that I used to teach many years ago. Well, I searched for him because I thought, before I use his first and last name, even though it's a fairly common first and last name. I thought I really would like to ask him and also tell him what I'm doing, share with him that I'm using his name as a character in a children's book and maybe even a series of children's books. So I contacted him in various ways. I found an email that turned out to not be a good email for him. And also he was on Facebook, and I sent him a message, and I didn't hear back from him. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I won't hear back. I don't know where he is now. I really didn't know where he was located. Well, sure enough, yesterday he answered my message in Facebook, and he's now 32 years old, and he works at a large university in California. I won't say which one. But he's at a large university, and he's in a distinguished department, and he has a PhD. He's done all these great things. And I told him what I wanted to do and why I had chosen his name and how I had remembered him over the years. And he's just so excited. He's just tickled that I wanted to do that, and told me, yes, he would love to see me use that name and to please let him read the book when it's finished. So it's very exciting to be doing this type of thing, and I'm so glad that you're going to do it, Annie. And Annie's site is Annie, so it's A-N-N-I-E, Annie Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N.co.uk. And she says, I'm an artist that used to do murals for the likes of the Beckhams and now have decided to write children's books. How can I promote the books? Well, that's the marketing. That's the online marketing tips that I'll be sharing in this podcast series and elsewhere. So part of it is to set up a blog. Set up a blog and start talking about what you're doing. Talk about your work as an artist. Talk about the Beckhams, and I'm assuming you mean David, the soccer player, and his wife, whose name escapes me. I can't remember her name. And I think, let me see, they were in the Los Angeles area for a while, but I think they're going back to the UK. They haven't already. I don't really keep up with all of that. I just heard bits and pieces of it. But talk about, you know, what you used to do and what you're doing now, and share that on the blog. All right. And Linda, oh, your line had been noisy. I had muted you out. Let me open it up. Star 7 is the way to do it, but I've opened you up now. So, Linda, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
There you are.
Okay, I'm just writing down star 7 to open the line. Okay. My first question was, I'm an affiliate, and I sent out a campaign and sold some of the products for the person I'm an affiliate for, and I was trying to get people to sign on to get people on my list, and some of them did that, but one of the people that bought didn't sign on to my list for the free bonus. So how can I do that? How can I make sure that I'm building my list and not just making sales for the affiliate as they build their list?
Well, there's no guarantee. We try to get people to go through our funnel the way that we've set it up, but there will always be people that it just doesn't work that way for whatever reason. So if you can contact them, send them an email or call them up.
I can't. I didn't get an email address for them. I got her name, and it was one of those names like Jane Doe, and I can't find her. I don't know how she ended up on my list. I don't know how she ended up hearing about it and using my affiliate link to buy. I'm grateful.
Yeah. No,
but
I don't know how it happened. Yeah, it's very seldom that I promote as an affiliate that I ever would get those people's names.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, like if it's through ClickBank or something, they don't give us the names of the emails, or through Amazon. We don't know who buys our books.
Mm-hmm.
So the information is just lost. So, you know, do what you were doing, because if it's working for everyone else, then continue to do it that way.
Okay. So don't worry. If people buy, just be happy with that. And if they don't sign on for the free gifts.
Right, because at some point later on, then this is a person that could come back to you.
Okay.
You know, she could say, oh, you know, I realize I want to be on the list, and then you would recognize the name, and you'd say, oh, I'm so glad you're on my list now. You had a bonus coming.
Okay, and I have, I think you were on my list that I sent it out to, and how do I know that I've set it out correctly? Because this person did a beautiful job, gave me the letters and everything with the link, with my affiliate link in the middle of the email. should I talk about my bonus at the beginning? Like, I wasn't quite sure how I would set it up so that to motivate them to go to my, do I motivate them for the bonus first or do I motivate them for the affiliate product first and then the bonus second? Because I see...
Well, yeah, I mean, if they only want the bonus, then, you know, they may be encouraged to buy the product. I have people that sometimes buy something I recommend simply because they want my bonus.
Okay.
So that does happen at times, but pretty much if people aren't interested in the product that you're promoting, it really doesn't make sense for them to buy it just to get the bonus.
Okay.
So I would say get them excited about the product first.
Perfect.
And then the bonus pushes them over the top, and they go, you know, I was interested in the product, but now because of Linda's bonus, then I really do want it.
Okay, that's great.
All right, and Linda is at Zest Your Life, Z-E-S-T, zestyourlife.com. All right, and Maureen, that we had talked to earlier, she forgot to give us her site. She says it's goforwarddownsize.com. All right, is there another question? We still have a few minutes.
Hi, Connie, it's Cheryl.
Yes.
I have a couple of questions, actually. I know that we're not supposed to repurpose blogs as articles, but if you've done a couple of related blogs, can you kind of pull half of one and half of another and create an article that would be acceptable?
Well, it's not that it isn't acceptable. It's just that your site will be penalized for it. So
okay,
it's up to you. I mean, I'm sure there are people who are still submitting blog posts as articles. They're doing the identical thing. Either they don't know or they don't care. So, you know, it's up to you, but my recommendation is not to have, you know, more than a sentence here or there that would be identical.
Okay, so pulling half of one and half of the other would still be recognized and penalized.
Yeah, because it's you know, bots that are checking things. It's not a human eye. If a human's reading something, a lot of times we can't even remember that we read that same paragraph before.
Right, right. Okay,
but when it's done, you know, with the internet, then it's all very different. And for me, in the time it takes me to kind of piecemeal things together, I really could have just written something else.
Okay.
I think that's the best way to get used to doing it.
Okay. And my other question is, I have a couple of children's books that I've written over the past couple of years based on, believe it or not, a dog I had in the 1990s, and they've been sitting on my hard drive. Is that something that I can market through seniordogsandcats.com, or would I need a separate website for that? Should I buy a separate domain for the name of the series? Or
yeah, if it's a book, then that's a product, and so it
right.
has to have its own domain.
Okay.
So that people can either opt in or go straight to a sales page.
Okay, got it.
And purchase. It's always going to make more sense. And, you know, I'll share my tragic story of how when I got started, I was very excited that I could use Front Page. It was a program to put up websites, and they looked very homemade. But I thought, well, at least in the beginning, I can get started. It won't make a big difference. I kept telling myself that and that I couldn't afford to get someone to help me. And so I put up this one site, and I just kept adding pages to it because it was convenient. So everything I had became a new page. I had a site that after a year and a half had 600 pages on it with one domain that I still own but don't do much with anymore. And so I had to spend about 6 months with two different technical people. We had to take every page down and put it on its own domain where it belonged and get rid of the pages that shouldn't even have been out there any longer. So it cost me quite a bit in time and in revenue to do it that way. So now I tell everybody, just get the other domain and get it set up right off the bat.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, and Barb, we were just talking with. She was on the internet anyway with our call here. She wanted us to look at her site. It's Barb and then middle initial E. Brown.com. So BarbEBrown.com, and it's holistic methods to find balance for mind, body, and spirit. All right, and Andrea says, laughing out loud, I bought a product just for your bonus, which was a chance to talk with you in person, and it was so worth it. Well, thank you very much for saying that, Andrea. I appreciate you. All right. I have time for one more call on the phone line. Is there someone? If your line is closed out, hit star 7. So if I've heard
Connie.
From you before, that's okay. All right. Who is it?
Connie, it's Maureen again.
Yes.
I think my question box isn't really working.
Well, if you're doing it here on the teleseminar page, that's where I'm seeing them.
Okay. Well, I'm using anyway, it doesn't matter. The question I have is regarding a short report, a giveaway short report.
Oh, now I see your questions. Yeah, I just have lots and lots of questions, so now I see it. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, and I put my other website there, too, because I have two websites that I work with. The short report will be connected to my organizing business, decluttercoach.ca, and I have an affiliate link as one of the links at the bottom, but I'd also like to put in Amazon links to products that relate to the content of the report. What do you think of that? Is that a good idea or not?
All right, so you're writing a short report.
Yeah.
And you want to have multiple links in there?
Well, I have at the bottom of the report, the course that I took with you said put in affiliate links at the bottom. So I have one that link that will go to a product site, and I wanted to put another link in for individual products that are relevant to the content of the report.
Yeah, just
and
keep
use
it to,
Amazon.
You know, maybe about three links in a short report, three different links.
Okay.
And repeat those links more than once. So I like to do a resource section at the end, just
that's
the way I'm doing here for the study guide for this podcast series. I always have resources
right.
at the end. So with this one, I have write your ebook, learn more about affiliate marketing with my new special report, affiliate contest secrets, and the weekly NAMS training. So, you know, I have three things there, and that seems to work well. And if you're doing the report instead of just the one-page study guide like I'm doing, then you can talk about them through the report, and then at the end, give the resources to make it easier for people.
Okay, so then if I only have two resources, one of them could be a link to another site. Instead of going directly to Amazon, it could go to my site that has a bunch of Amazon products listed as suggestions to do what I've suggested in the report.
You could. You're going to have to try it. Just, you know, remember that nobody really wants to be sent to a site that's filled with more links for them to buy stuff.
Okay, so one link is it should take
them
directly
to but test it out and see.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of people, they want to list all their products on their blog on a page there that's products or something. And I always discourage it because nobody really goes and says, boy, this person's so interesting. I want to buy everything they have. Let's see everything they have for sale. People don't do that. It has to come more organically where they're looking for a specific course or a product or information on something. And then you have what they need. Because we really buy from people that we know, like, and trust. That's really the main way that we connect with people. Or else we'll just go straight to Amazon or to Google on our own and search for what we need. So try it out both ways.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I want to thank you so much for joining me. And we're just getting started, so it's going to take me about 24 hours to get everything set up the way that it needs to be. But it will be at onlinemarketingtipspodcast.com. And you can also see that at ConnieReaganGreen.com. And that will be where you can connect and subscribe to this podcast series. You're always welcome to come to the live trainings. And if not, listen to it as a recorded podcast. This is Connie Reagan Green. Thank you so much for this opportunity to spend time with you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thanks, Connie. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.